Hi, beautiful humans, and welcome back to the Grow Your Wings podcast. I'm Gab, your host, and welcome to my life. If you're completely new here and don't know anything about me, go follow my Instagram, butterfly.fit with two T's, and you'll see what I'm all about. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about my most vulnerable thoughts and feelings and experiences with everything regarding fitness, mental health, relationships, self-love, and all things that have led me to who I am in this moment. I hope that every single one of you listening to this can take something away from this podcast. I hope you can relate. I hope you can feel safe and welcomed here. And most importantly, a little less alone. Now let's grow our wings. I'm so excited to talk about mindset this week. I get a lot of questions in my DMs asking how I stay so motivated to work out and eat healthy. Also, how do you stay so positive? How are you so happy all the time? And it's truly all attributed to my mindset. And it's something that you have to work on. You have to put in the work and you have to put in a conscious effort to change the way you're thinking, and ultimately that will lead to changing the way that you're living. So mindset is so, so important to me, and I can't wait to give you guys some tips and tricks on how to improve and strengthen your own mindset. So first, I wanted to debunk some of the assumptions about me, and they're not bad assumptions. I want to come off as a super happy and positive person, and especially on my Instagram page, because that's just the type of energy I want to spread in the world. But I'm definitely not happy all of the time. And happy is a feeling, and positivity is a mindset. So no, I'm not happy 24/7, and I don't think it's healthy to be happy 24/7. And I think people confuse happiness and positivity a lot. But I truly think that I am positive. I try to be positive 100% of the time. So even if I'm not happy, even if I'm having a quote unquote bad day or something bad happens in the day, I can still be positive throughout those more negative or tough times, if you know what I mean. And then the last thing I'm going to debunk is the motivation question. I get this question all the time, and it's absolutely impossible to be motivated to work out and eat healthy every single day of your life. Why? Because we have so many different feelings, emotions, and although we have control of our mindset, which I'm going to talk about in this episode, there are things in life that we don't have control over. So I don't think it's realistic for you to be motivated 24/7, to be a beast in the gym and to eat super clean all the time. And I'm surely not motivated all the time. Sometimes I go weeks without that feeling, that hungry feeling of motivation. And that's okay. I still go to the gym 4 to 5 times a week, and I still eat clean 80% of the time. And that's all attributed to discipline. And I know I've said it on my page a lot, but guys, discipline, you need discipline throughout all the aspects of your life. It's such a good skill to have, and it keeps you on track, and allows you to hold yourself accountable to what you said you were going to do. And that's having integrity, and I think that's super important in all aspects of your life, with relationships, with yourself, with significant others, with your family, with your friends, in any type of job that you have, if you're in school, with your schoolwork, with your professors. And guys, discipline's where it's at. If you rely strictly on motivation to reach your goals in life, you're never going to reach them. And that's just me being 100% honest with you. If you don't have discipline, if you don't go to the gym on the days that you don't feel like it, or that you're just unmotivated to go, you will never reach your fitness goals. And that's the hard truth. So start holding yourself accountable, start disciplining yourself in your life, in all aspects of your life, and you'll realize that motivation is great, yes, but it comes and goes. And when it goes, you will always have that discipline, that underlying discipline to keep yourself going. So before I started my fitness journey, I was sad and super negative and anxious a lot of the times. I had no appreciation for things. I was really snippy with the people in my life, especially my family and my close friends. But the thing was, I had really absolutely no reason to be that way. And I kind of just thought, and just think about this for a second. If you can be sad for absolutely no reason, why can't you be happy for absolutely no reason? And I think it's possible with a change in your mindset. So that's what we're going to talk about. I understand. I totally understand. You guys know me. I love mental health, and it's what I've studied for almost 6 years now in higher education. It's truly my passion in life, and I'm so grateful that I've gotten to study it. But anyways, I totally understand that you're not just going to wake up one day and become a positive person. You're not just going to wake up one day and all of a sudden be happy. It takes time to train your mind and to switch your mindset from either negative to positive or empty to full, or from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset, or whatever that change you want to make in your mindset is. Like anything else in life, you're going to have to practice it and practice it and practice it. And it's like a skill almost. So you guys are like, okay, stop chatting. We want your tips and tricks. We want to know how to change our mindset. So let's get into it. So my first tip to changing your mindset is to become conscious of your thoughts. Be mindful. So this is kind of crazy to think about if you really break it down. But we spend every single day, every single second of our lives inside of our minds. And that can either be a really great place to live or a really, really scary one. And I've been there. If you feel like you're having trouble controlling your thoughts and your mind's wandering and your thoughts are racing and you're anxious, and I still feel that way sometimes, where I can't fall asleep because my mind is just racing. But I use techniques now, and I'm better equipped with a skill set to deal with my mind and my thoughts. So we spend every single day inside our minds, and there's literally a never-ending narrative going on in our minds. And that can be so overwhelming at times, but it also can just be background noise at other times, and you might not be paying much mind to it really at all. So if you really think about what you're thinking about, you'll be mind blown. What I found was a lot of my narrative inside my mind was negative. And when I started to become conscious of this, I would realize, like, even if I looked in the mirror, it would be, I wouldn't say it out loud, but in my mind, I would be picking apart something physical that I didn't like about myself. Just things like that day to day, or I would realize I'd be out with someone or I'd be in a group of people and I was really judgmental. Like there would be a string of thoughts going on in my mind that I wouldn't say out loud, but it would be a lot of the time judging people. And I realized that I wasn't even consciously thinking about this. I was just letting it happen, and that's how I was living my day-to-day life. So when I started to become conscious of it, that's when I was able to make a change. If I had those negative thoughts when I looked at myself in the mirror, I would be able to stop them because I could recognize it. I could stop the negative thought and I could switch it to a neutral or a positive thought. Same thing when I started to judge people, I would recognize and be conscious of that thought and I would be able to shut it off and switch my thinking. So that's probably the most important one, and that's where I would recommend that everybody starts and everybody tries that out. And number two is gratitude and affirmations. I've been practicing this pretty consistently for about a year now, and it's truly, truly, truly changed my mindset on a day-to-day basis. And this all started, I took a positive psychology class in my undergrad, and it really, really changed my life, you guys, just learning about the research that has been done on gratitude and about how that affects your psyche. And it's just truly amazing. Anyways, I like to do gratitude in the morning, or I used to do it at night. So either way, I think it can really start your day off on a good note or end your day off on a good note. Or you know what? You can do both. So you literally can just have a blank journal or piece of paper or type it out on your phone, whatever you like. And I just write down three things that I'm grateful for. I honestly like doing it at night because I write down three things that I was grateful for that happened in that day. And this helps me become a more positive person because day to day, sometimes it can become routine and we wake up, we go to work, we go to the gym, we come home, we eat dinner, we go to bed, and we repeat. And we lose gratitude in those days because they're so mundane and so routine and you just do them over and over. But what we don't realize is there is something special about every single day. There is something good that happened in every single day, even on your worst days and even on your most boring days. So it can be something as small as the sun, how it was hitting my face in the car. I was grateful for being able to put my windows down and my hand out the window and sing my favorite song, or I'm grateful I was able to hug my mom today. And that's just so important. Affirmations too. I just started to get into affirmations recently, and I really, really love this because I think it connects you to who you want to be and to your best self. And it truly embodies what you want to become. And it's like you're putting it out in the universe. I'm kind of really into manifestation right now, guys. And I just read Super Attractor by Gabrielle Bernstein. And I'm just super into the universe and energy and manifesting right now. So, you know, I might do a whole podcast about that too, but we'll see. Anyways, affirmations. An affirmation is a statement, and it usually starts with I can, I do, I am, I forgive, I have, something like that. So for an example, I am beauty, I am grace, I am worthy, I am loved, I am true to myself, I put myself first, I have confidence, I eat well, I get plenty of sleep, I learn from my mistakes, I forgive myself, I forgive so-and-so, I can accomplish anything today, things like that. And I like to start my day off by doing that because it really just gives me that mental strength and it grounds me and reminds me of who I want to be and who I'm going to be today. I also forget where I saw this quote, so that kind of stinks, but it really stuck with me and it says, practicing gratitude, it brings me so much gratitude in and of itself. And I feel like I just don't even have to explain that. It's just so true. And number three is how you respond. And this is so, so important because we certainly do not have control over everything that happens in our lives. Not even close. But we will always have control over how we respond to the uncontrollable. And I think this is what makes me such a positive person. When I started to think of life and life situations and circumstances as what is this teaching me instead of why is this happening to me, I truly, truly, truly became a completely different person. It isn't happening to you, but for you. I promise you, it isn't happening to you, but for you. Every single thing in your life can be turned into a lesson, and that in itself can be positive. We always, always, always do have control over something. And for me, it's how I respond, how I react. And again, you have to train your mind to stop, think about how you want to react before being impulsive. And if you react in a way that you don't want to, in a negative way, in a hurtful way, you need to be aware of it and stop that reaction and redirect your reaction. When you start to master this, you also start to dive deeper into yourself and why you're reacting in those ways. You start recognizing your triggers and what makes you tick. And maybe that's past traumas or old emotions or just boundaries or healing or whatever it is. And I think that leads you to a deeper understanding of yourself as well. So number three, how you respond to the uncontrollable. And I just thought of this example for some reason. I forget where I was going, but I know I was in a rush and it was a pretty long drive to get where I was going. And I got a flat. And I just remember I was literally about to cry. I was so stressed, panicking. I hate dealing with car issues. And I was like, why did this have to happen? And I'm going to be late. And of course this would happen today. That's my big thing. I still obviously fall into this trap sometimes, but it was, of course this would happen today. Like, I didn't need this today. And just things like that in your day-to-day life, that is when you need to put these skills into practice. And I do like a lot of breathing techniques too when I start to get worked up like this or get really negative, but it's almost just taking a step back, stopping your thoughts and redirecting them. So that definitely taught me that things don't always go as planned, and that's okay. And that's something I've had a really tough time learning and I'm still learning, but flat tire, for example, I'm like, not everything's going to go as planned, Gabby, and it's okay to be late and it's okay to redirect your plan and yeah, take a deep breath and move on. There's nothing you can do. So, all right. Those are my three biggies. So the last thing I wanted to talk about was motivation. And like I said, it's impossible to be motivated all the time. But I did want to give you guys some tips to maybe increase your motivations if you're having a really, really hard time or you're really down and it's hard for you to get to the gym. So, number one, I use inspiration from my fitness motivations on Instagram. I love Cass Martin and Lauren and a lot of women's best athletes and just some like really badass girls who lift really heavy weights and are just a huge inspiration to me. I will just go to their pages and watch their videos and be like, yeah, I need to get out of bed. So whatever your inspiration is, go look at that and hopefully that will get you a little motivated. Also, I would suggest, I have a album on my phone and it's literally called Motivation, and I am in love with Pinterest and I just scroll and find quotes that I like and save them all the time. But I have a motivations album and I literally just put quotes in there that kind of get me fired up and that kind of humble me in a way. You know what I mean? Like a quote that's something like, dreams don't work unless you do. And I'm like, you know what? Facts. I'm going to the gym. So something like that. Also, pre-workout and your favorite pump-up song never fails to motivate me. I always take a dry scoop and feel like a boss-ass bitch and put on my favorite song and do a little pre-workout dance. It just gives me the motivation. Also, I really believe in look good, feel good. Like if you are feeling confident about yourself in a fire gym outfit, there's just nothing better. It just gives you that type of motivation. Also, just thinking about how good you're going to feel after your workout always gives me motivation. I'm like, Gabby, you will never regret a workout. That's almost like my favorite quote in the entire world, probably. You will never, ever, ever regret a workout. So just go and you'll feel so much better after. Yeah, so those are my quick tips for motivation for you guys. So you guys, I hope that you took some skill sets away from this podcast, but more importantly, I just want you guys to know that you don't need to be happy all the time. You need to feel your negative emotions. You need to feel the sadness when it comes and just let it go. And just because you're feeling sad doesn't mean you can't be positive and doesn't mean you're not a positive person. I go through struggles and deal with things we all deal with in life, and I'm still a positive person because it's a mindset and it has nothing to do with the external factors in my life that I have no control over. Your life is only as good as your mindset. Your life is only as amazing as you think it is. Your life's only a blessing if you think that it's a blessing. The only way you're going to have a great day is if you make it a great day and you wake up and you think today's going to be a great day. So stop waiting for the weekend to say that your life is fun. Stop waiting to lose 10 pounds in order to love yourself. Stop waiting for a relationship to make you have those feelings of happiness. Your life can be fun in this present moment. You can love yourself in this present moment. You can be happy in this present moment with no relationship, no money, during quarantine, no partying, no losing weight. Stop focusing on the destination and start focusing on the here and now, because guys, at the end of the day, the here and now is all that we have. So stop focusing on the things that you can't control in your life. Those things are always going to be there and we're always going to have to adapt and be flexible. So just start focusing on the things that you can control. And the number one thing you can control is your mindset. So I will leave you guys with this quote. You have the power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. Thank you guys so much for tuning into episode 2 of Grow Your Wings. Hopefully you will come back for episode 3. Now go out there and live. Be your best self and grow your wings. See you in the next one. Love you guys.